You're listening to Mornings with Erica and Bridget here on Moody Radio 89.3.
Well, real life heroes, it's always fun to hear their stories, don't you think, Eric? I mean, sometimes movies are made of some of these wartime heroes, and coming up, we're going to actually have an opportunity to hear one in person.
Hear one of those stories. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, as I've been thinking about this conversation we're going to have here with Dennis, there are two important things, and one is, where do you stand? And this has just played out in my life here recently. Where do you stand when it comes to that question of who is Christ in your life? Mm. And the second one is, who's your community? Who's around you that's supporting you and giving you hope and help? And sometimes that might be difficult. And really, that's what the gathering is here for. It's to point people to Christ, but also to build community. And they do it in some creative ways, in some Bible study ways, in some breakfast ways also. And that's what's coming up here in the next few days here is a breakfast.
Yeah, a very special event you look forward to every year, don't you, Dennis?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is our 35th year in Palm Beach County. Mm-hmm. I've been the executive director for 10 years, and it's just twice a year we do this. In the spring and the fall, we encourage men that say they know Christ and we encourage them to be evangelistic, and we bring in a speaker. And our speaker this spring is Lieutenant General Dick Newton, retired. And so every speaker has a strong story, and we encourage the men to actually bring men so they can hear the gospel. The gospel is presented as well as the speaker's story. In fact, at the end, we sit on two bar stools, the speaker and I, and we just talk about Jesus at the end. And then we ask the question, really informal, have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Do you want to come back to Him? You know, we just ask the question. And then within 48 hours, we follow up with anyone that makes a decision there as well. So it's great. It's great to be part of a ministry that does that. And we really emphasize men in the community to actually put their bootstraps on and be evangelistic twice a year, not just all the other things that we do for the gathering. And it's been a great response. We've built our ministry really around that. Mm-hmm. Christ first and Christ twice a year. you've got to step up, men, and it's a great opportunity. Gracious people support us. Businesses support us. This radio station does, so we can do that. And we usually average about 250 or more that come, so it's really exciting. We do it in a non-church environment. We don't have music, so it's a little different atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And, of course, every speaker, including this speaker, isn't someone maybe you'd see on a Sunday morning. But you can tell. A guy can tell the person who's dating his daughter, someone at an HOA meeting, at a sports bar, you know, or at their work site, about a guy that's a regular guy, and people come to the story, and then we talk about Christ. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, tell us about this story, his story, that really drew you in, because, you know, when we think about pivotal times in America's history, 9/11 is obviously one of the top ones of recent decades, and part of his story really was cemented on that day.
Absolutely. Well, and you'll hear more about his story, but Lieutenant General Richard Dick Newton, he's a retired three-star general, U.S. Air Force Assistant Vice Chief of Staff as well during his career, national security guest contributor for Fox News and News Nation. He has over 3,000 flying hours. He commanded Minot Air Force Base and the 5th Bomber Squadron. He commanded also the 1st B-2 Stealth Bomber Squadron as well. He's a managing partner in Pioneer Partnership Development Corporation, CEO of Benchmark 5 Management Consulting, and a lot of other things since. But he was actually on the scene, and he was in charge of the response from an Air Force standpoint once the Pentagon was attacked on 9/11. So he was in charge of the majority of the response that our nation did in response to that immediately following, during the attack, and after. So it's going to be neat to be able to revisit that and just remember how good God was during that time for us.
What's interesting is, there are men you bring in and they tell their story. For this one, most of us can say, I remember exactly where I was at that time. You know, if we're of our age, we know where we were. We remember that day. It's frozen in our mind almost. And so as he's talking about it, it takes us back to that moment. Yeah. And we're reminded of what life was like for us and how life changed for us. And it changed it changed for us in one way. It changed for him in much more ways that we can't even imagine, I would think.
Yeah, and I like the interesting point of seeing someone that was God put in place to manage the background and manage a response, a size that I couldn't possibly understand,
right.
You know, and seeing how they did that effectively. It's very interesting to hear, especially in times of great tragedy and great response as well. So I'm really interested in hearing that side. Also, quite frankly, I just love the connection that we get to have with those that love our armed forces and have been affected by the family generations in that line. And just to have the opportunity to get together and just be grateful and to hear from someone that was their career as well. It'll be very interesting to hear the intricacies of it as well. And also it'll be great to talk about Christ with them too. Mm-hmm. So I love to hear that story, how Christ is inserted in all those situations. I'm looking forward to hearing that when Lieutenant General Dick Newton comes and speaks and when all of the men that come to the outreach breakfast come as well.
Yeah, it's happening May 9th at the Airport Hilton in West Palm Beach, 7 to 9 a.m. So great start to your day on that Thursday.
Right off I-95 in Southern Boulevard. It's easy to get to.
I think part of what's inspiring, too, about his story for all of us, because we're not all in the military or we'll have that responsibility on such a crucial time in our history, but God has called us all, right, for such a time as this. Wherever he's placed us, we're there for a reason. I think his story will help inspire us to remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I like, too. His story will, General Newton's story, of course, will attract people, and you'll hear about that. But each of us, when we leave the event, you know, we're in our own situations and carrying Christ into the marketplace, into the home place, into our neighborhoods, and even into our private life is impacted. And that's why we, of course, in the gathering, we focus twice a year. We try to encourage people to outreach to people so they can be part of this and hear the story of Christ and have a place to come to share their faith or be encouraged in their faith. And also, quite frankly, it's neat to be in a room with 200 or 250 men that you see in the community that you know are joining arms with you, you know, are of like-mindedness. Sometimes you forget that. You get so isolated and we get busy about our work and life, and we forget that there's others around us, that God's doing a cool work where we are. And it's nice to be part of that brotherhood, that camaraderie that you get when you eat breakfast together. And, of course, there's always meat at the breakfast.
Yes,
and eggs, potatoes, and lots of coffee.
What's interesting is, as you're talking about looking in that room and seeing men who have been impacted, there are guys who came to that breakfast because somebody invited them. Now there are those guys that went to that breakfast, heard the story of who Jesus is and why he impacted and how he has impacted their life, accepted that answer, that call that you give. And now they're buying tables and bringing other people. I mean, it's kind of it's continuing on, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's the whole idea of the outreach breakfast. You know, the great thing of having it twice a year and having men that actually get touched by Christ or get the vision of bringing people, and then they fill a table. Also, we have great sponsors, too, that give a little extra to help us put it on because there's, of course, expenses outside of the actual food and the plates and everything else that go along with it. But it's great to see there's men as well as businesses that help us put that on and to be intentionally evangelistic. And at the breakfast, you'll hear about events that you can get plugged into in the community. And then also, of course, small groups. You get a personal invitation to be part of a small group where discipleship can develop afterwards. And there's 15 locations throughout the county, as I mentioned earlier, all the way from Loxahatchee and Stewart all the way down to Boca and West Palm and in between. So there's small groups that people can get connected to. And then, quite frankly, you hear about great other programs that the gathering has, Boot Camp for New Dads, where we help new dads in local hospitals. And then, we have the summer games that come right up, father and son fishing trip, axe throwing and golf. And, you know, it's great. There's things you can get tied into right away. And so we just appreciate the support of RMB as well as any of you that are listening. Send your men. It'll be a great time. Send young men. And we still have seats available. It's May 9th. You can get information here at this station at Moody Radio, or you can go to gatheringpb.com. That's gatheringpb.com.
Yeah, it's always great when you show up at the breakfast and you see an older gentleman who has a group of co-workers with him. They're all dressed in the same shirts, basically, right? And they're sitting at the same table, and he's bringing these people in here, some of them younger men, to hear the gospel story and why it's important to them. And you just don't know where that's going to lead. Your job is just to plant that seed, right, Dennis?
Yeah, and you know, it's also fun being a dad who's got a daughter that was in college age last year. And so I had the guy that was dating her in college actually come a couple times, and I sat him at my table.
Did that conversation go like this? I'm just asking. If you want to date my daughter, you need to come.
Oh, no. But it was neat. It was neat because I got to sit him at my table in between a Marine as well as a basketball coach, and they gave him the business, and it was great. And they're kind of intimidating looking, so it really worked out great. And so that's the other thing.
But
too.
He passed the flying colors.
Yeah. Actually, he passed. And not only that, he actually went to the axe throwing during the summer and didn't lose a toe. So.
All right, I don't even know where to go after that, except to encourage you to come along.
Let me just ask, is losing toes an option at the axe throw?
Well, yeah. It's an opportunity to extend your faith.
I mean,
and practice forgiveness, too.
Oh, boy. Now,
but May 9th, the breakfast at the Airport Hilton, West Palm Beach, right off of I-95 and Southern Boulevard. Please join us at 7 to 9 a.m. We still have seats. You can get information at gatheringpb.com. Our featured speaker is Lieutenant General Richard Dick Newton. You will be blessed, you'll be encouraged, and you'll hear a great story, and you'll also hear the gospel.
Oh, that's excellent. And bring a friend along. Again, gatheringpb.com. But of course, we've got a link to it for you at ericandbridget.org.